Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Banca Transilvania third quarter 2016 financial results conference call. I will now hand you over to Ömer Tetik, CEO, George Călinescu, CFO, and Mihaela Nădășan, FI and IR executive. Dear speakers, the floor is yours.
Hello. Thank you very much for joining us, and I hope that you are enjoying the winter and preparing for the holiday season. We are here to give you details as much as we can about the first 9 months results, our business, about Romania, and both the, let's say, perspectives of our business and some challenges ahead. As regards to the banking sector, as we had been discussing during the last couple of conference calls, Romanian banking sector is really on a growing trend. The bank's assets are, despite huge write-offs, especially on the foreign currency or company corporate loans, the banking system loan book and the total assets are increasing. The saving rate, also this is a very healthy and good increase of the Romanian population, is on an upward trend. We have, after many years of stagnation, this year we can say that we are on a solid growth path, with probably reaching RON 390 billion-395 billion assets at the end of the year. There is also both regulatory pressures and banks' own efforts, financial groups' own efforts, as regard to the loan book performances, so that we see that the NPL ratio is on an improving trend, and as compared to 20+% of 2014, we are already slightly above 11%, and we think that the markets will be very close to 10% at the end of the year, making huge efforts of write-offs and collection at the same time. The challenging part is that the growth of the market and the economy actually is coming from the consumer lending and consumer spending. The probably being in an election year and a lot of geopolitical challenges around Romania, so the multinationals are still keeping their investment decisions or serious investment decisions pending. There are efforts from the local entrepreneurs, which is adding up to the GDP's growth, but not as much as the consumer spending. Definitely, after 11th of December, hopefully the start of the new year, when we will have a new government with, let's say, a strategic growth plan, there will be further investments. We think that also the changes or new election results around Romania is putting us in a favorable position as a strategic investment location and investment partner for European Union and for U.S. As you have also probably seen that the growth of GDP is close to 5% in the last quarter. Also, Romania benefits from a very good agricultural year as compared to previous years, and the creative industries, including the IT sector and shared services, is supporting this. However, this is also creating pressures on the employment ratios and employment costs, so that not necessarily in a very short term, but in the medium and long term, Romania's main challenge in all the sectors, not only in banking, will be to keep talent, to keep youngsters in the country, and to keep the labor costs at decent levels. The inflation is still fluctuating. When you look at the macroeconomic figures of Romania, definitely we are outperforming Europe in terms of inflation, in terms of GDP growth. Although the VAT cut impact is fading, next year there will be further tax stimulus and further VAT cuts, so that we don't expect, let's say, drastic increase increase in inflation, thus the pressures on the interest rate hikes is kind of postponed to later periods. In any case, the markets have been adjusting themselves throughout the year based on the rumors that US will hike the rates and there will be further changes in emerging markets, so that monetary relaxed situation is probably going to continue. As regard to Banca Transilvania, one of the, let's say, important things for us is that hopefully you have accessed already our presentation in our website, and you have seen that the presentation is coming with our new logo, because we had been starting through a very quick but important rebranding, maintaining, let's say, the letters of our bank BT, and also the shield, which is the icon already in Romania as a brand power, brand capital, but modernizing ourselves. This is very much related also with the message, with the efforts that we are putting. This is a message both internally and externally for our employees and also for our customers, that having very, very solid customer base, liquidity and capital position, we are aware of the necessity of, let's say, transforming or the entry, to enter into this digital transformation which everybody is pursuing. And so far, we had been mostly a trendsetter locally in Romania, but we are continuing because we are realizing also that the banks are partially becoming innovation centers or IT companies. So our good, let's say, success here is that almost 800,000 customers of BT are already active internet banking users, and we have more than 200,000 users of our mobile banking application. However, we are in a, let's say, full process of upgrading our mobile banking, online banking applications. Hopefully, in the third quarter of next year or fourth quarter of next year, we'll be launching new platforms for the to increase the customer satisfaction and to improve the customer experience with BT. But also, we are doing huge efforts in order to make ourselves more efficient, more automatized, because this will help us to service the increasing number of customers, both organically and hopefully through further acquisitions. The business lines of the bank, specific business lines of the bank, healthcare and agribusiness, are market leaders in their own segment. But we are, as you know, we are having a good market share and consolidated position in payment systems, in cards and POS business. This helped us also this year of definitely a very good contribution from Visa based on their merger. But looking at our business so far, we have granted 122,000 new loans to our retail, SME and corporate customers, while increasing the number of operations and the revenue from operations by 15% or more. This is we are repeating a lot, because we have been asked by you and by other investors about the pressures from the let's say monetary side and interest rates. So our focus on cross sell, upsell, and to benefit from our existing customer base is definitely paying value back to us, to the also stakeholders of the bank, and we are enjoying a double-digit increase of our operational, let's say, transactional volumes and revenues. The net profit of the bank for the first 9 months is 657 million lei. When we include the subsidiaries, the BT Financial Group, actually this number is going almost to 700 million, staying at 698 million lei, as you already seen. And we also managed to maintain stable as compared to the closing of last year, last quarter of last year. We have a slightly improved net interest margin. When we, let's say, isolate all the one-offs and other impacts, we see 311 basis points net interest margin, which is very comfortable so far, and we think that we will be maintaining, especially having the benefit of, let's say, decreased cost of funding in Romania. Our return on equity is at 15.65%, and when we include the profitability, actually it goes up to capital adequacy ratio, we have 18%, and when we add up the profitability, we are slightly above 19%. The gross loans of the bank increased to 28.35 billion lei, with deposits 39.4 billion lei, still enjoying a comfortable level of loan-to-deposit ratio of 72%. And as of September 2016, our loan book performance is also a very good situation. Our non-performing loan ratio, as we have mentioned also in the press release, is at 5.55%. Coming back to the questions that some of you asked directly or during previous conference calls, based on the EBA definition, our NPE ratio is below 10%. So this is also a good performance compared to benchmarks both in Romania and outside Romania. The cost-to-income ratio of the bank is at 40%, 39.6%. When we exclude the one-off items, it's at 43%, which is in line with the budgeted numbers for this year. But this is although a comfortable level as indicators, we are paying attention to that, and our in the future years we are budgeting that we will be slightly decreasing it to 40 or slightly below 40%. Looking at the trends in our revenue generation, in our income structure, our net interest income has reached 1.27 billion, increasing 53.4% in the first 9 months. And our net fee and commission income increased by 15.3% to 374 million lei. Our net trading income, also this is excluding the Visa transaction, is at 133 million lei, showing an increase of 16%. As for the Romanian markets, our one of the growth drivers so far this year has been the growth in retail, and our retail loan book, loans to households, reached 14.5 billion, and the corporate or company loans, including SMEs, micro and large corporates, is at 13.8 billion lei. In the retail loans, in the household loans, as you know, we are also having this local currency, percentage at 70%. And in the company and corporate loans, we enjoy 80% lending in local currency. We did also a huge effort in terms of NPL management, and after the write-offs and collection activities, our NPL ratio, as I mentioned, is staying at 5.55%, and our NPL coverage ratio, including the mortgage collateral, is 123%, which is giving us a comfortable look at our portfolio. Discussing about the digital banking and financial technology, our internet banking users has increased 20%, mobile banking users increased 50%, and we are in the retail loans, our market share has reached 14% with several different types of products, but especially huge strength in salary payments, in payment services and cards. Infini Banking is still our, let's say, brand product or brand business line. And in order to increase, accelerate our activity in this segment, this year we are launching also our micro-lending business, both in terms of an internal department and as a subsidiary. And we have very ambitious plans for the years ahead. On the other hand, we are also going through a segmentation customer profiling project where we are going to support the large corporate division, now becoming a large bank and A player. This is a segment that we are really looking at with interest and with appetite. And we see that the Romania growth, Romania's GDP growth should continue, will continue in this segment so that we should position ourselves better. As regard to the project so far, we have segregated, let's say we are looking at where we want the bank to be in the next 5, 7, 10 years, and trying to address different segments, starting from front desk, where we have the initial contact with the customers, going back to the back office and support functions. These projects will start paying their bills and their efforts starting with next year. And considering that Romania is now on a growing trend and the banking system is also on the recovery, we are very optimistic about our asset growth and profitability also for 2017. Thank you very much for listening. I hope the sound quality is also okay. We can start taking your questions. We will try to answer as much as we can. In case we will not be able to provide the answers on the spot, we will send you by email or announce it at our investor relations page at our website. Just for you to notice, the presentation that we use is already uploaded at the website of the bank. Plus, we will also upload the minutes of the discussion, minutes of our conference call in the coming days. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Please lift your handset before you ask your question. Thank you for holding until we have our first question. We have a question. Please introduce yourself before asking your question. Your line is open now.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Good, thank you. It wasn't clear if I was being asked to ask a question. It's Simon Nellis from Citi. My question is, the line wasn't completely clear, but if you could comment on the Swiss franc conversion law, is there any new development that you can share with us and what the potential implications will be? And likewise on the walkaway law, if there's any updates you could provide on that. That would be my first question. And my second question would just be on the outlook for M&A. And you did mention that you were looking to potentially make some more acquisitions. Can you share your thoughts on what kind of targets you'd be looking at and what you're trying to achieve in your M&A strategy? Thank you.
Thank you very much. Actually, indeed, this is an important subject, and we didn't go put it in the presentation, but we are expecting the questions. The idea is that itself, the walkaway law, didn't create the financial impact which it was supposed to. However, it has quite a significant impact on the lending of the banks on this segment and the construction sector, because we see that the number of permits are also decreasing. However, this is already on the recovery position, and I also can tell tell you that as Banca Transilvania, since the, let's say, approval of the Volcova law, we have taken over 12 assets from 12 loans, which considering our asset size and customer base, we really consider insignificant, and we see it also from the customer's, let's say, approach on that. As regard to the, and again, as you may know, we have heavily provisioned. We have announced in the previous conference call that our provisions are around 170 million lei for the walkaway law, which sounds, I mean, over-prudent and, let's say, excessive. However, we are not, we do not intend for the moment to reverse these provisions. You may have seen the reaction of the Constitutional Court. There are still discussions ongoing, and we are on a, let's say, in the next 3 years we will see further decisions based on different files that they have received. But the situation has already changed, somehow improved, because now the courts have to decide the causes of walkaway, the conditions, including the financial impact, the indebtedness ratio of the borrower. Definitely we don't like to enter into, let's say, debate with our customers. So this is also reflecting our high net promoter score and good relations so far with the customers. But the commercial impact, the financial impact of the walkaway will be very much limited. And definitely it will make us more precautious and more attentive when we are granting new loans. As regard to the Swiss franc conversion law, again, when we after we purchased Volksbank, as you know, we did the largest conversion program and innovation program in Romania. And based on our internal but several external legal advices that we have received, the loans that we have converted and novated are not subject of the law. However, even if that will be the case, you know that we have already in our books a large chunk of provisions that we carry for taking over loans from Volksbank. So there will be, in case this will become a reality, there will be also net value adjustments, net asset value adjustments, and we do not see a danger of executing our this year's budget or next year's, let's say, forecasted budget that we already shared so far. I mean, definitely we don't like these legal challenges, but on the other hand, if this is the market that we are in, and based on the fact that it is applicable for everyone, and considering that we have already 50% coverage ratio, provision coverage ratio for these, let's say, potentially risky loans, we don't see that, I mean, it's an uncomfortable situation, creating a lot of fuss, but we are sticking to our budgeted numbers and budget figures. As regard to the outlook for M&A, we are anytime prepared, both in terms of liquidity, having our 72% loan-to-deposit ratio, and capacity to increase or raise more funding. And as you know, we don't even tap capital markets, fixed income markets yet, plus a very strong capital adequacy ratio. We are looking to the opportunities. Unfortunately, in Romania, there are more rumors and talks than real transactions. However, we are the first contender. Whomever will tap the markets, and there are, let's say, few names that we are expecting next year to come, we are the, let's say, first candidate. What we are looking into in the, let's say, potential targets is that we are interested in retail and SME portfolios. Considering what we have done with Volksbank, the currency, main currency of the portfolio is less of an issue, but we will, whatever we acquire, if it will be a portfolio transfer or bank, we will definitely try to maintain local currency exposure and convert into local currency exposure. Now, most probably, you also know which could be the, let's say, usual suspect target. On the other hand, I don't think that before the end of the year, there will be a real talk about a real target.
Okay, that's very helpful. So just on the walkaway law, it sounds like it's impacting your future business, but you don't see any further provisioning necessary. Is that a good summary of what you said? And then second, on the Swiss franc conversion, again, it sounds like you have more than enough provisions under a worst case scenario, but you're pretty confident that you won't have to use them. I guess one follow up question would be, what do you intend to do with those provisions if the loans continue to perform and there's no requirement to give those customers a better deal? I mean, would you be looking to write back those provisions over time? That'd be my last question. Thanks.
Thank you. Volkswagen transaction for us was the transaction itself was quite unconventional, large, and it brought a lot of changes to our balance sheet, but also in the same time there are a lot of regulatory changes in terms of prudential ratios and provisioning. So definitely at one point when if we will be comfortable, if we see that the political populist consumerist pressures will fade away, we will reverse those provisions. And our, let's say, forecast is that we are going towards there, but we want to maintain the prudent numbers there. On the other hand, as regards to, business change, I would say that, as I mentioned during the presentation, initial presentation, the savings ratio or the savings of Romanian population is also increasing. So most of the banks, including ourselves, we are asking a decent advance payment for mortgage lending. But also, the mortgage lending has its own, I wouldn't say volatility, but waves, because there was the prices were very advantageous and there was a huge demand which was met by the supply. So we see that the market is recovering, so the demand is increasing, there are new construction permits issued, but if we are not a monoliner. I mean, if we will have a decreased business in decreasing business in mortgage lending, definitely we have the capacity to make up for it in micro lending, in consumer lending, in corporate lending in Romania.
Okay, thank you.
We have a question. Please introduce yourself before asking your question. Your line is open now.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, thank you.
Hi, it's Luciano Blescu here from Wood & Company. Actually, most of the questions that I had were answered before. Maybe one thing would be, I know you were supposed to come with some clarification from last year on the tax to be paid on the Volksbank acquisition from the Ministry of Finance. I'm not sure if this was clarified in the meantime, because you didn't pay at that time any tax, and you are still waiting for clarifications regarding this, right?
I mean, I will let also George to tell, but unfortunately we don't have, the discussions finalized yet, so we don't have a certain answer. However, I would like to maybe more simply put it that we didn't put any positive effect neither last year nor this year, so that any, decision in our favor will bring a positive effect. In the unlikely event of negative response, it will not bring a negative impact.
So yes, as Omer was mentioning, we did not capture any uncertain items that we have in the tax treatment following the Volksbank transaction. So whatever it is still unclear, reflected in a positive way or optimistic way in the financials. It was reflected in a, prudent way. However, we do have the effect in the financials of the things that were certain. So, for example, the tax shield that we have, because the Volksbank business that we acquired was for a long time in a fixed loss position, has allowed us to pass through the year without paying any taxes to the tax authorities and to benefit from the tax asset that we recorded at the end of last year. As you know, in the financial statements for 2015, we had also a prudent approach in the sense that we had put the minimum amount of tax assets that we could put in the financials of 2015.
Gentlemen, I would like to remind you, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding.
Maybe we'll take one more question.
Sure, sir. We have a question. Please introduce yourself before asking your question. Your line is open now.
Hello. Okay. Yeah, this is Tunde Ojo from Haddon Lovner. And my question is just to follow up on the Swiss franc loan conversion. If I understand what you said correctly, just wanted to make sure I get a clarification. You say you have enough provisions, even in a worst-case scenario? Is that the answer to that?
It's Mihaela now. What we were mentioning is that for the still in Swiss franc exposures on our balance sheet, we have a coverage ratio of around 49%, which is definitely covering any, let's say, equivalent of historical exchange rates, while for the converted exposures, which are currently in local currency or in euros, all our legal advisors were telling us that this wouldn't be subject to this law. Even if, let's say, on a worst case kind of scenario, they would become, let's say, subject to the law, we are still carrying on our balance sheet sufficient provisions which would enable us to offset the majority of the negative impact which could be involved by, let's say, such impact coming from also these already converted loans to be subject of the law.
Got it. That's very clear. Thank you. And the other question I have, again, is the sort of regulatory interventions that we've seen this year. My assumption is that is related to election coming up. Am I right to assume that after the election in December 11, you don't expect this to continue going forward? Is that your expectation as well?
Definitely this is political pressures and populism, which is not only happening in Romania, but all these changes will lose their inertia after the elections, and hopefully the new government will focus on a real strategic plan of development. So The basic answer is yes. After the elections, we don't see this kind of pressures.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. And sorry to go back to the Swiss franc loan. What is the current update on that particular law now? Is it in the Constitutional Court? Is it with the President? I've lost track of where we are at this point in time.
So maybe make a calendar a bit more backwards, back to the future. Is that the walkaway law, the first one, is related with the mortgage lending.
Mm-hmm.
Lending is already with the Constitutional Court based on the after it was approved by the Parliament and President based on the files deposited by the banks, by the contestations. The second one, the conversion law, had been sent by the government, by the Prime Minister. They assumed this. They say that several articles of the legislation is against the Constitution and Civil Code. That's why they send it. We don't expect in the next few weeks, I would say until the end of the year, a debate in Constitutional Court on that, because looking back at the timeline of walkaway law, initial discussions, the first contestations were deposited in May, and we are in November, we are receiving some answers. So most probably, the Swiss franc conversion legislation will be discussed in the first quarter, towards the end of first quarter of next year. But it is not approved by, it's not signed by the President, it's not published, so it is at the debate phase.
Okay, thank you very much. That's all from me. Thank you.
Thank you. If there are more questions, you can always reach Mihail and her team directly or through our investor relations page. Thank you very much for participating and listening to us. And unless there won't be any other news to share, we will speak to you in February next year, announcing our year-end results for 2016. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes today's conference call. Thank you all for your participation. You may now disconnect.